So it begins.
Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, the volume is up.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello and welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show. Yes, I'm Deborah Lee. I will be giving you your readings and we will be using the personal prophecy card reading method exactly as my grandmother taught it to me. Now, those of you who are watching on Facebook Live, you're able to see that I'm holding up a deck of ordinary playing cards as we are live streaming to that page. So if any of you would like to see us in action, go to Facebook and access the Psychic Love Doctor Show page. I also want to say welcome to all of our Blog Talk callers this evening. Glad to have you with us. We certainly had an interesting show last night. It seemed that the entire Blog Talk platform had been broken. There were no shows that were live. I don't know if there were even any shows at all, but we managed to just continue on with Facebook. So we're glad that we are actually getting your calls. You are stacking up in the queue, and Jimbo Baggins, my co-host, is busy taking care of the list. He's also moderating on Facebook, and he is going to be, I think, amusing me, you and me with some of his humor.
What am I, clown? Am I here for your amusement?
Remember yes.
That from Goodfellas?
Yes, darling, you are.
Hey, Luna, she's having a rough time. So I guess apparently she didn't realize she actually was having a reaction for 5 days.
Oh, no.
They got her on something that's helping, but it's going to be, it's rough. It's a rough go still, because we, hopefully every day gets better now that you're on the stuff.
Yeah.
That sucks that you don't realize it, too, because how
are
you supposed to know?
Was it an allergy reaction?
Reaction to medication, I think.
Yeah. Well, you got to be careful with that stuff. One time I was reacting, this is years ago, but I was young and real bright at the time. But I was going through all of these symptoms, and by the time I was at the respiratory distress, level, you're just a little bit away from anaphylactic shock. And the thing is, every time after, if I were to be given a medication I was allergic to, I had to quickly combat it, I guess, with Benadryl. And
I don't know if that's the same in her case, because she has an autoimmune thing, I think. So
true.
It might not have been that bad. But are you done with your spiel?
Well, I think I am, except to tell you that I will be using a full 24-card layout, in case you're expecting that I will just be peeling off 2-3 cards. No, I prefer to put the whole layout. And I use this in my private sessions with those who arrange one with me. So now, Jimbo, I hand you the floor.
I shall take it. She said, actually, she's been on this nerve blocker for, ever. All of a sudden, now her body says, no, don't like it. So now she's had to stop it. And Bridge brings on pain because that's what it was doing. So hopefully you'll have to find her maybe another replacement. I hope so. All right. This show is for informational and educational purposes only. We hope everybody has a good time, though we always hope that. And, international folks, if you are here, let us know. If you're a blog talker on the phone or a Facebook viewer that can tape it in, let us know and we'll give you a live international shout out like Laura from Canada.
Laura, welcome.
She is the first of the first of the first of the international, but hopefully not the last. All right. Number 515-602-9676. Call in. You will get in unlike last night. I don't think we told the Blog Talk folks that there was, The entire Blog Talk site, all the shows went kaput. None of them would work. All of us would set up our shows because we talked to our Nicole who does the Monday show. You set up your show, everything looks great. Hey, it's cool. There's the show. And then you go to dial in. We go to dial in. We have to connect. And it says, you don't have a show scheduled. And I'm like, whoa, wait a second. And then we looked around and like every single, usually they have a million live shows. All of them said, waiting for host. And we talked. And they had a problem. They had a massive problem. We don't know what it was. But I know this morning it was up and running before I went to work. So we good. So everybody was wondering, like, hey, we saw you post on Facebook, but you didn't have a Blog Talk show. We did. We tried several times until we figured out it was not our fault. So anyway, I gave you that number, did I not? If not, 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in. And when you call in, you'll be told you are listening to the show while you wait. And I checked, and I am, and you are. And if you're not, you got a problem. Right? And if you're not hearing the show, I can't even tell you got a problem. But in the future, when you call in and you get nothing, that's not good. Even you can call up to 15 minutes prior to showtime.
Yeah.
And at least during that 50-minute block, they'll hit you with some music so you know things are okay. If you have silence, that's a problem. Sometimes we like silence sometimes, but that's not good for you folks. Speaking of silence, there are things we would like you to do when we take you live, Blog Talk callers. We would like you to get rid of that speakerphone and that Bluetooth device, which one you're using, as handy as and cool as they are. Just go old school with us, please. Go pick up that phone and stick it to your face. Shut down immediately. Kill all those background sounds and maybe things you had to occupy, shows on TV. I don't know what you like, what your flavor is, radio. Stop the multitasking because you could do all that stuff if you can to kill the time. Plus, if you got home from work and stuff, you're trying to catch up on shit. So stop all that stuff. Go to a quiet, comfortable place wherever you are. Might be home, might not be home. It has good cell phone reception. And we ask these things of you because your call goes through all sorts of electronic crap, cell phone world, Blog Talk, our computer speakers. Every call is different. Some have a tiny bit of loss of quality. Some have a lot. So the more you can make it good on your end, the more your reading will be good for you, good for us, and good for the listeners. And then we can do quickly through that because we got tons of callers. Tons and tons of colors. And Facebook folks, Laura says you have beautiful hair. Now, Facebook folks,
what?
Laura says you have beautiful hair.
Beautiful.
Laura says you have beautiful hair. I'm trying to say it fast. Keep the show going.
Well,
Deb.
Thank you, Laura.
Like those dudes do on TV. Don't take over here, Laura. Don't take Tri-Black. Don't take that.
Thank you. That was a very nice compliment.
Anyway, yes. And Messenger folks, Facebook folks, especially international folks, folks that cannot call in. We have a lot of callers, but we're going to work one or two of these folks in. We will make it happen. Can't tell you when. You can't call in early and get in hold because there's no such system on Facebook Messenger. You can't do anything until we tell you. And then it has to be Deborah Lee, not the second one on the show. And it means you have to be friends with Deborah Lee. So those are the stipulations. And Mike has just rolled in. Mike from the UK. He said, just tell me. He must have just got in.
Hello there, darling.
So that puts him right after midnight. After midnight.
Like 8 minutes after midnight? Yeah, you're going to let it all hang out.
Uh-huh. All righty. Let's take a caller, and let's see our caller, Shelby. Area code 775. That area code shows up as Nevada. But is it really?
I don't think so. I bet it's Wendy. Hello?
Oh, it's slow. Hang on. It's Blog Talk.
Oh, no, please.
Yep, hang on.
Please.
Hang on. Un momento. Blog Talk's doing some spinning. Look at that. Just the spinning. Isn't it just when it rains, it frickin' frackin' stickity frick pours? Hang on, Wendy. I know she can hear us. And she's probably like, she's probably thinking, you're not live yet. You'll hear it go unmuted. I click on the unmute button. She's here. Wendy, can you hear us?
Hi, you two.
There
it's so nice
is.
To speak with you.
Well, thank you. It's nice to hear from
first
you.
First caller, and we got worried Blog Talk was jacked up.
Oh, last night we couldn't even pray to put you
nope,
on.
Nope, we were anti-happy. So what's cooking?
Oh, my goodness. A lot's happening. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Was it good?
I hope it's good.
I hope it's good, oh, my God.
Well, I'll be honest with you. My attorney sent over a questionnaire related to the in-home assessment, and it was a lot of questions. So I let them know that it's a 20-minute appointment, but by the time I meet with my doctor, it's less than 10 minutes. And I said, she won't like the complexity of all these questions. So they basically, it was agreed that maybe I could have a telephone conversation with her today and bring that to her attention and see what she advised. Well, she called me today, and I was my regular polite self, and I said, well, I do have an appointment with you tomorrow. However, I'm still having issues getting my home health care approved. And, oh, she got mad. She never has gotten mad at me like this. She seemed very frustrated, and she said, what's the matter with the company? And I said, well, it's their reputation. And so basically she said, I have to it's not good. It's over the top that you're calling me today and that we have an appointment tomorrow and that she has sick patients. Well, I'm sick too. I've literally crawled on the floors to get to the bathroom. And anyway, I was stunned. And basically, the call was cut short, and I was very polite to her. And she basically said, see you tomorrow. And I said, thank you, doctor. So I communicated to my attorneys, which was really smart. And, oh, my God, they drastically reduced the questionnaire. So it's one page. Check this box, check that box. So how will things, my appointment is at 2:10 tomorrow with my doctor. I'm going to have everything ready. All she has to do is look at the in-home assessment report and then look at that one-page questionnaire and then click on some things and sign and date it. Will she be nicer to me tomorrow? Will she sign it so that everything is fully supported?
Good question.
Very good question.
And I think that you're bringing up something that's very important and timely. You know, one thing I think that we all forget, because they tend to be such consistent professionals with a strong bedside manner.
You're right.
They're human. She might have just had a terrible phone argument with her man.
Can't even believe I was about to say the same thing.
Were you?
Mm-hmm. We forget. Sometimes they have a bad day, and like we do as humans, we shouldn't take it out on the other person that's on the
right.
other end of the phone.
So, but
well, in all my working life, I never, ever, ever, ever would have been permitted to have that kind of demeanor or attitude with anybody. And I'm quite shocked because I had practically worshipped the ground she's walked on. I've been so appreciative of her. And I told my sister about it, and she said, well, what about you? You're sick too. And so... what's most important, if I wasn't in the middle of this insurance thing, I would have changed doctors already, but that
right.
would not be smart in the middle of this legal thing. So
that would be a horrible setback,
I just hope
right.
and pray. I will go in and I'll play it smart. I'll be quiet and polite as usual, be very prepared, hand her the in-home assessment and hand her the one-page questionnaire, three questions and her signature and date. And will she cooperate? Because it's all true.
Yes, and I've got to tell you, she was just in an argument. She didn't have enough time to compose herself. But yes, there was an argument, and she had still, you know, some fury in her. And I wouldn't be surprised if you get an apology tomorrow, okay?
Or she's extra sweet, maybe.
Well,
or very,
I hope
yes.
so. I hope so, because I have suffered ever since the car accident about 37 years ago. Every day I've been in pain, and I am quite shocked, Miss Deborah Lee and Jim. I am shocked that I'm not a bitter person. I am a compassionate person. I am a humanitarian.
Yeah, it's all coming together for you, Wendy. It's right here. It's really going to be for you like when Dorothy opens the door and the house's land is, you know, in the garden and it's all beautiful colors right here about your home. So all these little, and they've been big sometimes, but all these obstacles are going to be behind you, okay?
International shout out to Maz from the UK.
Hello there.
All right, well, back to Wendy.
All right, so Wendy,
is that what you're looking at?
I think it'll go great. I think you're in the home stretch.
She's going to get her documents signed.
Because
that's the biggest thing. That's the biggest thing is to get her damn documents signed.
Yeah.
So the lawyers can be there.
And my sister had to edit the document from the attorney because the formatting caused the signature line to go on the next page. And
oh,
I want to make this so simple on her.
Yeah.
One page. So that's the only change she made. She formatted it, and I hope my attorneys are okay with that.
Well, they're going to be fine with that. Yeah,
they will be fine.
Yeah, she probably just played with the margins and stuff, so it
will
fit on the paper. Real quick, your angel card reading.
Yes.
These are the standard angel cards, the old school ones. Patience. Archangel Jophiel, your dreams are blooming more rapidly than you realize still. They need nurturing and patience, and she's probably sick of hearing that
we
word
don't
after
like
all
patience.
These years. But,
no.
Yeah. She obviously has patience because she's here and she's not killing people.
Right.
Right.
And the thing to remember, Wendy, is like the last part of anything. Like for me, if I went out in the Army on a 10-mile road march, that last mile was going to do me
anything
in.
Anything is
the last.
At a clock, every second seems like an eon.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we're with you. We're on your side. We can feel it coming quick.
I've been waiting and waiting to talk to you, and I know you're always very honest and sincere. I mean, it's always what I want to hear, but you tell me what's in your heart and soul, which I do appreciate. And I hope she does apologize. If she does, I will be gracious and not make a big deal of it, and I'll just say doctors are people too, and I appreciate you.
Right.
I think that'd be great. And
yep.
if you've got the
You're
kind
right.
of
exactly.
if you have the kind of rapport with her that you've said that you do, you could very kindly mention because I have
after the paperwork signed.
Yeah, I've got a female primary physician who she often is very short with me. But I like that. For me that works. She kinda snaps me to attention. To do better. But I think it would be just fine if she was my doctor. I'd be saying something, you know, I'm sorry I caught you bad moment, something like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And right, they are people.
I will say it's smart. I will be very quiet and polite, my usual demeanor anyway. And
get the ink.
So it sounds like you think I'm going to be successful. She's going to sign it and my attorneys will be happy with the signature and everything.
Yes.
That's what she sees
absolutely.
In the cards.
Absolutely.
Yep.
So let's hold that thought.
And you can give us some feedback.
Yeah, tomorrow if we're on the air.
Tomorrow, Friday, whatever our next show is.
Yes.
Okay, I would love to.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Wendy.
And we wish you so much
luck.
Okay, thank you both. God bless. It's so nice to
Thank you.
Thank you. Sorry. Oh, well, everybody, when we hear that,
mm-hmm.
I hang up on no one unless I screw up. I haven't done that since like the first few days of doing this blog talk. I hang up on no one. I put you back on mute. Some people like to continue to listen to the show because they're not on the computer. They're on their phone, which is cool. They might be driving or whatever. You hang up if you want to, but I shall not hang up on you.
Exactly.
And I forgot to do the little thing about this. You probably heard that, folks. That's the sound of the harps. The regulars probably wish I would shut up about this, you know. But a lot of the new folks out there, I gave Max his international shout out, right? From the UK. Yeah. Hey, Max, we are doing, this is primarily a phone call-in show. I know you're in the UK and you're thinking, yeah, right. But occasionally we will open the floor to Facebook Messenger where the folks can messenger Deborah Lee. You have to be friends with Deborah Lee.
Oh, they can't see it. Yeah, I've got the portal.
Yeah. So if you want more information on that, let me know and I can copy and paste some stuff in here for you. All right. Anyway, harps, reading with Deborah over, angel cards, standard angel cards today. This is the standard. We've been getting nicely, beautifully worn from all the use, because we've had a lot of shows with these cards. These are the standard angel cards. Each card is going to it's going to be an angel, and she's going to have a message for you. And then we have to move on to the next caller. All right. So heart means stop jibber-jabbering with Deborah when you hear the harps. Got to do it. Got to stop. Sorry. We got 4 billion callers, literally. Well, not literally. But, you know. So anyway, Maz, that's the deal on the reading thing. Okay? And we shall move on because we must attack the list before we can even think of going through the messenger, folks. Da-da-da-da-da-da. 520. Oh, wait. Wait, oh. Hang on. It's doing that thing. Maybe they partially fixed Block Talk. We'll just keep doing it. Maybe after the second or third try. Stand by there, 520. You'll hear the unmuted. And I'll let you know when I know that you know that I know that you know that you are not muted anymore. You know what I'm saying? Hang on. We're gonna, last time it took 3 tries. Bingo!
Hello! Yay!
Hello! Hello! How you doing? Hey!
Hello there.
Oh, my God, you guys. Love you, yeah. Love you. We miss you. We were all going through withdrawals, I'm sure, yesterday.
Yeah, well, you know.
We were, too. We were.
And we had a show planned. It just, you heard, Block Talk was broke. Go ahead.
Oh, Deb, what do the cards say? We're planning a whole day to spend tomorrow together. And yesterday, about, since we started talking early in the morning at about 7 a.m., I asked him if I could call him. He said, I think he has moods, you know, bad moods sometimes. And he said, because the night before we had spent a lot of time together and talking, and he was showing me stuff in his place. And so anywho, I sent him a text at 7 a.m. and I said, can I call? And he said, not right now. And that did a number on my stomach. I thought, oh, I can't cuss. Screw this. I thought, I'm not going to do this anymore with him. And so I always delete his numbers. And, I don't want to bother the dude. And so then what did he do? He started, I know, I was calling Paul because Paul and I have conversations and we can kind of hear each other in our place that we live. So I was deliberately in the kitchen like, oh, Paul, you know. I knew he could hear me. Finally, he sends me this text. What was it you wanted to talk to me about? But then I got busy.
Sure.
I had all these commitments yesterday. I mean, really, I did have a reality. And I talked to him for like 15 minutes. I said, I got to go. I've got a day of stuff. And so then today I drove up and he's all over me. He runs out. He's all over me. He's blah, 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 blah. So tomorrow we've got a whole day planned. We're going to hang out together to go see a project I'm working on. And I just adore him. What do the cards say?
Okay. Well, I think you played it well with you being overheard that way. Remember, romance is a dance. Not just because it rhymes, but it is a dance. It's like the tango. If you've ever watched two people really do a great tango, in some instances, the woman is the alpha in the relationship. Other times, the man makes her submissive, and then she's at his command. Love it. So anyway, I'm going to put the cards up for our Arizona correspondent.
I'm just in love with that dude.
International shout out to Dr. Priya. Priya, I can't remember. We always go through this. I think it was.
We don't mean to crucify your name.
That's what I do for a living. I crucify names.
Yeah.
That's my purpose on this. That's why I was put. That is my God-given mission on this planet, is to crucify all the people. It has to be because I do it well. Anyway, she's actually from India, but she's, I think, currently in the Netherlands right now. And she will let us know. The international shout-out.
That sounds like a lovely place to go, the Netherlands. Lisa, did you do much traveling in your past?
All my life, yeah. All my life.
Really?
International?
Well, yeah, but it sounds more glamorous than what it actually was. But it was.
Was it Mexico?
Mexico.
No.
Or was it Canada? Not making fun of Canada. You're just an easy target because we got a big border with you. Canada. Yeah, go ahead.
No, my dad had a job that took us to different places, but it wasn't believe me, if we were to do it today, it would have been done differently. Back then, it wasn't like, oh, you have to see this or you have to see that and you have to get to know things. No, it wasn't like that.
Times have changed. You're right. I'm with you.
Yeah.
Well,
I've got to tell you that
every time he gets a sense that you are slipping away, he's got to hurry up and grab you back. Okay? That man does not want to lose you. And if he was truly committed to his sexual orientation, he would by now have said, Lisa, I just want you to know that bridge is burned for me. There's, we're going to be good friends.
You know what he just told me? He just told me he had an affair with a woman.
When?
When he was younger.
Oh, so many moons ago.
He was telling
me that. He wore a younger man's clothes, like Billy Joel said.
Oh, yeah.
All right, anyway.
Yes. Well, see, he is starting to shine some light on his life. I'm telling you, I do not see this man as committed, dyed in the wool, out of the womb, gay. All right?
Okay, but that doesn't necessarily mean that means basically that the door isn't shut.
That's right.
That's what that means.
That's right.
Do the cards say that he likes me as much as I am crazy about him?
Oh, my
or no?
God. Yes. Right here. And this is under... This is under what you don't expect, is that the full depth of how he feels for you is...
Oh,
is
my God.
Do the cards show if he's going to suffer like a turkey? I'm just curious.
I don't know what to do with this man.
Sort of curious here.
And you think I've only got sex on the brain?
I have a pass because it's supposed to be my gender.
I'm a goner.
My gender's supposed to be
able to
get away with it.
Yes. Well, no, it's right here. And yes, he's beginning to really feel the extent of a full relationship with you. You know, like I said, you go away to the ocean, go out to the ocean, you're going to be in your own little world, the two of you.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah.
I love it.
He's giving up information. Maybe you need to put some in there too. Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead. Have you passed on information?
Like I give him the phone number to your show and have him listen to the archives?
Hey, they're on Blog Talk and they're on Facebook. Anybody can literally go there and listen to archives forever, basically.
Well, no, you know, we share a lot of information. We do share a lot of information with each other.
Maybe you could be super spontaneous and in a moment that seems right, say, oh, my gosh. You do tell him you adore him, right? Yes?
Well, I did tell him a while back, and he tells me today, he said, I love you. And I'm just so swept away, you know, when we're talking, and I'm so happy to be near him, and I'm so happy we're talking, and I love him back.
Do you tell him back, I love you?
Well, today I didn't. I was like a schoolgirl. Last time we were together, not yesterday, but the day before, I think. And he said, I love you. And I said, I love you too. But Jimbo has said, there are different kinds. Jimbo loves hairy deer.
Excuse me?
You know,
I love what?
Or what kind of beer? Some kind of beer.
Oh!
I thought you said hairy derriere.
No!
And I thought it's funny. We hear different things. I thought she said hairy deer. I was like, what do you mean hairy deer? I've never seen a bald deer, you know. But anyway, go ahead.
No, I'm crazy about this guy.
Make it a Paramount movie moment. When he says, I love you, say very fast to him, I love you too, and I sure wish that you weren't gay. And then he'll say, but I'm not really gay. Or he'll say, I'm really thinking that over. It will open a door.
So when I have pizza, I like lots of sausage.
I've even thought of telling him
about, we talk a lot about our past relationships and party times that we did, you know, in our own lives. And I've even thought about telling him, you know, there's some restrooms in some of the bars with my name that's faded with my phone number for, you know, a good time, call her. I've even thought of telling him that just to get the ball started.
That would get the ball started, but I don't know that it would. You would hopefully very quickly follow it up with, I'm joking.
Yeah, well, I've never. Say, I love you, too, and I'd eat you up with a spoon if I could have you, you know, if you throw it in some kind of context where it doesn't
and timing is right, and only you would know that. Only you would know that. And sometimes you don't know. Sometimes at a certain point, you're like, you know what?
Yeah.
Screw it, I'm throwing it out there.
I don't want to make it, like, uncomfortable for him, you know, where I'm like a used car salesman in his face.
I'm not seeing that. In fact, I feel that the sex moment is coming big time.
So to speak.
Oh, God, yes.
It's right up here on top.
It's on top, too, so to speak.
So, I hope you'll tell us. I know that sounds really cheesy to say, I hope you'll tell us.
No, but, you know, let's rewind this a little bit and not dig into her situation. But in general, just because two people hook up doesn't mean they're riding off in the sunset on a white, beautiful unicorn or over the rainbow. It means they banged,
I'm just saying.
That's what it actually means.
There's a lot.
There was coitus.
In that moment, there's a lot that goes on.
Yeah, it's called sex and orgasm.
There is
and
a lot
all
that goes on.
There, hell, it depends on what your flavor is.
I feel completely electrified in his presence. I mean, right now, I'm just like, and then we're spending all day together tomorrow. Early in the morning.
Jeanette, real quick.
Jeanette,
oh, don't stand by, Lisa. We're not done with you yet.
No.
Real quick, international shout-out, and here's why I interrupted her. Jeanette from Canada, and she says, you could say we'd make such a great couple if you were straight.
Oh, I love it. Thank you, Jeanette. You're perfect.
Yes, I had to pass that along. This is another woman.
Yes.
Because you don't want to take advice from me sometimes because I might get you in trouble. So
let
other women tell you the things to say. I defer to them.
I feel like he's baiting you.
Maybe he's trying to lead you to make the first step for whatever reason.
I think he is.
Maybe he goes, you know what? I'm the gay person.
But I already have.
Well, maybe he needs you to. Maybe he needs you to draw pictures.
I told him, you know, when he told me about that affair, and it was when he was really, you know, he was 18, and I said, I thought you were gay, and then he said, well, you know, when you're that age, anything can get you excited. He said,
to differ about that, but let's go back to Lisa's reading. Like I said, when I was that age, I didn't want to go down the slummy trail. I was pretty heterosexual.
Yeah.
That's all I know. But you know what? Everybody's different. There's different things in his past that may have caused him. His might not be 100% DNA genetic thing.
But I did tell you that he was going down the list the other day with me. That he didn't know why he had chosen to be gay. I remember, he told me that.
The subtext here is unreal. It really is. I mean.
Yeah, we don't know. I mean.
I think that he is really telling you things.
But he's probably, it's just a tip of an iceberg thing.
Try that thing that we talked about a couple weeks ago.
Not the strap-on thing.
No, not the strap-on thing. Does he hug you? Does he give you hugs?
No, but he is touchy. He's always touching me.
Here's a really cool little...
Deb wants to work on a genital rub somehow.
No, I do not. This is a really good touch.
Aha! Well, go ahead.
If you your love language is touch. What you do is you're very... softly. Okay. I've done this and it worked.
Okay.
You very gently and softly put your hands up there. It's like if he's got shirt sleeves on, a t-shirt, something like that. your hands up the sleeves and then just sort of tickle him coming down.
Or you can.
I love that.
We're not going for Groovins right now, but what we could do is watch and see if he does a shimmer like that, and they all do. But
that could also be a tickle.
It could be, but...
The Grim Reaper could put his hands up your sleeves and tickle you and make you shiver.
Jim, you're in such a mood tonight.
What do you mean tonight? What night am I not in the mood?
Do little things like that, you know? Mm-hmm. And a lot of this is from actual body language class. Like, for instance, you can't see me, so I'll have to describe it. If somebody walked up to you, let's say you're with him, and you're outside, and you're going to go in and get yourself another tea or whatever it's going to be. You could look at him and say, hey, can I bring you out something to drink? Or you take your hand and you put it on his shoulder and you say, hey, D, can I bring you another drink?
I can do that. I do touch him like that, but I'm not going to come on to him again. I mean, he's going to have to really, really hit it home, you know, do the open door thing. He's got to make it clear. Because we had a big, I already told you, I called him a liar. I did all that. We had a big old thing about it. And, you know, no, I'm not going to do that. He's going to have to. But I believe what you're saying, Deb, that he's dating me or, you know, telling me stuff.
He's inviting you.
The reason I'm making all these obnoxious gestures is this is a conversation that a guy should not be present in.
Yeah, it really is a girl.
It's a total girl conversation.
Thing.
If I was at a bar and I heard these chicks talking about this, I would grab my beverage and move down and talk to the fellows.
I love him, though. He's such a man's man. I love him.
So I'd grab the beverage, go talk to my fellows, and if I was in the U.K., maybe we'll take a little glance at the dartboard because we did like some darts.
Is he a bodybuilder type?
Oh, here we go. Say yes.
You know what? He walks on water. He just, everything about him, I just adore. Up to his last hair on his head, his eyelashes, I just love. There's nothing bad. There's nothing
like
wrong
he doesn't have
with him.
Well, then don't have big expectations, if you know what I mean. Because bodybuilders don't always have,
a
lot.
It's the ones that roid out.
No, and I don't. And you know what? I have had a boyfriend 1,000 years ago that what you're describing, Deb. And, you know, it's all how you play the game, you know, when in that arena. You know, you can have a lot of fun still.
That's true, you can.
All right. The harps have died, so I will not play them again.
Okay.
The angel card reading subject is crystal clear intentions.
Yeah.
Archangel Michael, the King of the Kings, be clear about what you desire and focus upon it with unwavering faith.
I think that card is telling you something really
don't give up yet.
Vital.
Do not give up yet.
Give up?
Don't give up.
No,
what you
I
want.
Meant,
your faith. Yeah. Focus
yeah.
on what you want. And keep going forward with unwavering faith. Yeah.
You never know. Letting him know how much you desire him and want him could be a real icebreaker for the two of you.
Oh, dear. I thought I already said that.
I thought icebreakers were like finding something in common, not I want to be inside you.
Well, the two of them are like... you know what I mean? They're like...
I don't know. Like a guy and a chick?
Yeah, but they're... Nobody's being forthcoming. You know, it's like they're...
Because...
You know, I could also say to him that person he had an affair with, when he told me about, I could just say he was really lucky. I could say something like that.
Yeah, I could see that.
See, this is, I don't, we should,
all right,
a
Lisa,
guy should not be here.
We have a big list. I am going to have to move on, but.
I don't want to hear this.
We save extra time for you because everybody wants to see what the endgame is going to be here.
Yeah, you know, like, the worst thing you could do is to quit calling us, and I don't know what we would do. We might hire a private investigator to
find you.
We might do that. Hey, You know what? Unfortunately, all we know is your area code because we do not document anybody's phone numbers.
No.
That's a privacy thing.
You know, this might...
I only know
the
area code
because
of my brain.
Like a drink of wine or... No, I can't do that. I can't. I was just joking.
Right. Not,
you know,
not the alcohol.
No. Really lose all inhibitions.
Well, you guys could go down the weed trail. Hippity-hippity-hippity-hippity.
Yeah. Edible.
It does not have to
be. You'll be in California.
It doesn't have to be
smoked.
There could be some good brownies or cookies.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
They make gummies now, too.
They make everything now. They make clothes out of weed, basically. Well, hemp.
Yeah.
All right.
That's... All right, darling.
Love you very much.
Yes, we'll wait
you
for
too,
the
my darling. My darling.
Sounds like the Gabor of Green Acres.
Or Freddie Mercury.
Oh, darling.
He was the darling, too.
No, there's another one. I have read inside reports that Lady Diana and Freddie Mercury hooked up several times.
Whoa.
Oh, I'm sure not any problem with Margaret Thatcher and everybody else, too.
He
got rid of that old stick-in-the-mud husband. Why not?
Oh, God. I don't know how she could let him touch her.
Because they were royalty.
Well, she loved him.
Freddie would put a mustache on her and put her in some men's clothes, and he'd take her to the gay bar. And then they would go.
That's not documented fact, first of all, right? You read it somewhere. You know what I read somewhere, too? I read that frickin' buffalo can fly. I read that somewhere. I read that. I did. I read it.
There are a lot of, say, unauthorized biographies out there.
And you know why they're unauthorized? Because they can't be validated.
Well, you know, dead men tell no tales. It isn't like they could back.
You're right about that. That's why I could write something about them, too. I heard a story that Freddie dressed her up like a chicken and chased her around with a little rubber hose. You know what I mean? I could write all sorts of shit out there. And you know what? She's dead. She can't say shit.
Okay.
And you know, what's his face? The king isn't talking anymore. Charles, you know. He's not going to dignify himself. Isn't he king?
He's king.
Yeah, he's king. He's King Alfred E. Newman with the big ass ears. All right. We gotta go, Lisa.
All right, Lisa, take care.
We got to go. Don't worry. Do not worry, folks.
She has a devilish laugh.
Laura says gummies are good.
I haven't tried any of this stuff.
I'm glad she likes it because it doesn't sound good to me. Brownies sound good. I've had those.
You have?
Yes.
With weed in it?
Well, of course, no, I just had brownies, you know. If I were going to talk about non-weed, I've had gummies and brownies without weed. I'm just saying.
Okay.
Because there is a little flavor change.
Yeah, I would imagine.
What did you put in the rice?
In the rice?
Yeah.
There's some things in it.
There's some things because it was not white. But anyway.
No.
what did you say? Laura says, Notre Dame says, King will pass in 2023. Oh!
Nostradamus.
Yeah.
He's wow.
Got a record, and a lot of it's accurate. Not all, because, you know, look how long ago that was.
Who is next, then? William, I would think.
Mike said, hopefully. I like it. You know what? I'm glad he said it first, because I have no, what do they call it? You don't like to say that nowadays because of dog fighting, but I don't have a dog in that fight. Mm-hmm. So my opinion doesn't matter about the royalty, but I think it's like really, I know it's bloodline and chain, but they should have some kind of thing. It's like, you're a doofus dork. You can't be king regardless of the bloodline and the hierarchy. You look like a retard out there. We can't make you king. Sorry. Sorry. Not only are you a retard, but you know. They should have had that. It's like, you make the monarchy look like a bunch of freaking dorks. Like you should be on some kind of comedy show.
William's kids are even in line to...
Laura said, yes, William shall be next.
Oh, boy. All right.
Shall be next.
Where
All
are we
right.
going next?
Dr. Priya.
All right.
No. We have a hierarchy here. We can't just jump to her. I'm sorry.
Why did you mention her name?
Because she's, like, wanting us to jump smoke right in there. And we can't just jump to you. We have... folks that are
waiting
on the phone, and then we have our messenger folks next, and I'm sorry, Mostly the shows that type in questions get the lowest priority. It is what it is. Like I told, I think it was that Max, if you really want to get a better chance at the game, that you should at least, and you can't call in because obviously you're in the Netherlands. You should, is she Facebook friends with Deborah Lee?
I don't believe I've seen that.
The first step is to become Facebook friends with Deborah Lee. This goes to everybody. And you're like, Deborah Lee, well, I've put it in here, L-E-I-G-H, Deborah, L-E-I-G-H. Search for it. You'll probably see like about 15 or so. You'll see two, that's her. Pictures are not identical. There's different time errors between them. Send a friend request to her. That's the first step. She checks them every so often. It's probably going to happen tonight. And then.
Yes, I do.
When we open the messenger floor, it's got to be the first one in with a gun. It's like we don't know game shows. You got to be quick. And you know what?
I don't know what he's thinking.
Messenger Deborah Lee now. Don't worry, phone, folks on the phone, we got you.
Yeah, we'll.
We're going to do our best. I mean, if we have 1,000 people calling, we can't do 27 hours straight of a show. It just doesn't work that way. You know that. But we're going to do our best. Okay, and then Full Nick Charlotte, I don't know who you are, said actually Notre Dame also predicted Henry IV will be king.
Oh, boy.
I don't know. Now we're getting into all that UK royalty stuff. Oh, I know a few names. I remember some names from the past, some of the present. I don't know if it's John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt VII. I don't know who the frick is fracking that family. All right, the messenger window is going. Tick-tock, tick-tock, tick-tock. We're going to shut it down in a few seconds. And then we'll go back to the phone callers because we have lots of them. And you folks, we don't want to forget you, but
no.
The moral of the story is try to be the first 3, 4, 5. Try to call it. You can call in 15 minutes before showtime and get in the queue.
Well, and I think we might establish one evening a week that is strictly going to be Facebook.
Well, she says she tried calling.
Oh, no.
There should be no trying. If you're calling from another country, you can call via Skype. And then maybe it's a country code thing. I can't really help you there, but Google is your friend. You can Google anything you want. They're going to tell you country
codes
and all
that. I'm on Skype as Deborah Lee, but it's...
No. She has to Skype into that number.
Dr. Deborah Lee.
No. Don't. Oh, my God. Please don't.
It's not on here.
But you don't want them to Skype something that doesn't help them. All right. Messenger is not going down. So let's go to our next caller.
All right.
Let me scroll around. We're for our top caller. There we go. It's going to play the little game. So let's relax. I don't even want to say their name. Hey, 630, Illinois. Hello. Welcome.
Hi there.
That one went on the first
time. Welcome.
Thank you for holding.
My question is Lisa and Jimbo destined to be star-crossed lovers?
Star-crossed? What does that mean? What does star-crossed mean? What is your definition of star-crossed, first of all?
Like serendipity? Like how you meet is like.
She used that word on purpose. She used serendipity on purpose.
Star-crossed. I feel.
She knows that's my hate word.
And I didn't look this up. I have a feeling it relates to the zodiac, like star-crossed.
Well, yeah, like Romeo and Juliet were star-crossed lovers.
Yeah.
It just seems like you
that
know,
didn't
like,
work out for them.
They
real
get
good
along
though,
really well. Like Romeo from the
Juliet,
like earlier.
Juliet thing did ended up south at the end. It went south.
No, I wasn't referring to you. I'm just saying, like, listening, like, to the conversation, you and Lisa, Jimbo and Lisa, it's no effort. They just get along. And it's like, I remember a long time ago, the psychic said to me when I was calling about this guy, and she was like, you know, if a guy likes you, you'll know it. If not, you'll be confused. And it's like, I feel like Jimbo and Lisa, the energy just works. Like, there's no effort.
You both have
a lot in common, so.
Hey, Lisa, you hear that?
I mean.
Lisa's out there listening. Lisa, you hear that? Clean your shower curtain, the inside at least. you know, do all the get some potato sack casserole, and I'll bring over the personal lubricants, and we're good.
Jim doesn't want
right
that.
There. Like, those two just need to hook up and get it done.
Oh, just go to Virginia. Yep. And we'll pretend it's Thanksgiving, and I'll stuff the hell out of your turkey.
Jimbo likes casserole, and Jimbo's not gay.
I'm not gay.
So it's just like, and they have incredible conversations.
We do.
It's a no-brainer.
I can never have too many whiskered biscuits or bearded clams. They're all good. Yep, I will hit that buffet every time, baby. All right, go ahead.
I'm dead.
Let's bring it in. Let's reel it in, Deb. Deb, you got to take over. You got to take over because I'm in the gutter. Go ahead.
All right, hon, what can we do for you?
Okay, that really was a question. But, okay, so my real question. Okay, and I've been invited to weddings before, so feel free to invite me to the backyard wedding. I'm down with the kegs and, like, the box wine. Okay, so the murder investigation. Seriously, and I'll travel. Like, me and my dog, we're mobile. I can be an officiant. Deb, you got to get, like, approved online to, like, marry people online.
Oh,
she is in the Commonwealth of Virginia. She can marry people.
Yes, I'm a married
celibate.
Really? She has done a few.
And I can come to any place and be able to get whatever the word is, approved, I guess, by the city.
Yeah, some kind of reciprocity thing, right?
I just have to show up.
Internet Church of Jesus Christ.
No,
this is real.
It's
a real thing. She has to turn them into, like, our local authorities, their marriage certificates, and signed off, and then they become legal.
Yeah, I've
she's done many.
I attended a metaphysical college, university, online.
Yep.
And at the end of it, you become more ordained. And it was like 3 years. So then I had to go to the city and get them to sanction me.
Yeah, because that's where it goes to. In Virginia, it goes to the city that it happens in.
Yeah.
Some places it's county. Everybody's got their different rules.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Valentine's Day is coming up, and my dog's name is Cupid. So I was just wondering if maybe I could hit the both of you with Cupid's arrow, because Lisa indicated that she likes to travel. So I think that, you know, green bean casserole. What is it? Mac and cheese or potato casserole? What is it?
It was.
What's the casserole?
Tater tot casserole.
Yes.
Tater tot casserole.
Yes, and lots of tacos and bearded clams and whisker biscuits.
And the cactus and the prickly shower curtain.
Yes, and when she orders,
can pack all of that in a
pizza,
suitcase.
When she orders pizza, she wants lots of sausage.
See, I'm telling you, you two have got to go out by Valentine's Day. I'm going to put a prayer into the universe.
I can't right now. Right now, she's in business. She's on the trail of another man right now, so it'll have to be on hold.
Then you need to go and fight for her. Yeah. Fight for her honor.
She doesn't have anything going on. It's just, like, no offense, but it's just a maybe. And he probably is attracted to her because she's successful and she has a lot of character and she's outgoing.
Some people have to see things to the end, even if it's not the good end. Because it could be the good end. You don't know until you get to the end, right? Which is basically what you see.
Okay, Lisa, call back tomorrow and ask about Jimbo. That's a go already. I said go on that. Jimbo's a go.
She is listening to everything you are saying. Yes, she is.
Now, do you have a question for us?
Wait a minute.
Okay, so the murder investigation is going good.
Can you hear Lisa?
And I pray for Wendy, and I pray for Wendy, too. The murder investigation.
Yeah.
What?
No, go ahead.
The murder investigation's going good. I'm getting closer to cracking the case. I'm not worried about that. But I'm gaining a lot of popularity online. And so, like, there's a bunch of us that are working on the case. It's not just me. One of the people that I'm working with, doesn't actually live far from where I'm at, and she wanted to come by and, like, hang out and stuff, but, like, I'm kind of, I don't know about that. Is because I'm so paranoid and post-traumatic stress disorder from everything. Is that a safe zone? Her name starts with an R. I don't want to say the full name because we are working on a murder investigation, but is that a safe person for me to, like, welcome into my space? Or should I, like, have distance?
You can keep them over Messenger.
Oh, like she said, at a distance, right. So she wants to know, should she bring them closer or keep them at a distance? That's a very good question. Yep. And the cards are going down. Going down.
I've always been kind of funny about clients knowing where I live because they have a tendency, which I found out very early on, of showing up at the door at like 2 or 3 in the morning, which... is a little bit not, you know, it's not an appropriate time for me to start pulling my cards out.
Yeah, and that nowadays that would happen, that wouldn't happen more than once. So, what do you got?
No, keep her out of your house.
Okay.
Keep her at arm's distance. Right?
Was that
Cupid talking?
That was a weird sound.
Hello?
No, that was my yoga bag. I don't.
Oh.
Your what?
I do yoga listening to your show, and I was just zipping up my yoga bag.
Nice.
You were zipping up your yoga pants?
My yoga bag. You're thinking.
Oh, your bag. I thought she was zipping up her yoga pants. I'm like, oh, yeah, baby, let's keep on talking. All right, go ahead.
No, this girl is looking to probe you.
Oh boy, go ahead.
For information. I would not consider this a good quality person for a friendship.
That's too bad.
Yeah, so I would just say no. Everything about her is false. I'm sorry to break your bubble.
But that's what she wanted to know, though. That's important.
Okay, well, good to know.
Absolutely, Yeah, keep that distance. Which basically don't let that person into your space is what you're saying.
Right.
Yeah. People are going to want more about, like, more from me because I'm getting closer.
Very
they know I'm going to crack the case.
You're going to run into a lot of people like that a lot more. This is probably just the tip of the iceberg.
It seems like half the world, they're a bunch of thieving bastards.
Yeah, they want to steal other people's thunders. They don't want to earn it on their own. You know, sons of bitches.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah.
All righty.
Okay. Thank you.
No,
don't go.
This is your card, and we all interpret this the way we want to. This is your angel card. Subject is leadership. It is from Archangel Gabriel. It is time for you to assume your leadership power and position and lovingly guide others. So you figure out how this is going in your life.
You have a fantastic future ahead of you, and you're going to have to be very selective about the people that you allow into your life, because a lot of them are going to be imposters.
There's
going
to be a lot of this going on, basically. This is just the beginning of this. She probably knows that now.
Excuse me, a lot of them are going to be fakes. Well, I just said that. But also with very dishonorable, I guess.
On different levels, probably. Some are probably got really bad intentions of stealing. Some maybe want to ride a coattail for a little while and then jump off. You know, there's different levels.
Stealing some information.
It sucks at core. You know, it's always the bad apples that ruin the whole bunch. The problem is, there's a lot of goddamn bad apples out there, not just one or two.
Yeah, my doctor and I often have conversations about how it's all the opioid junkies out there that have ruined it for the rest of us that would like more than 3 painkillers.
I have been prescribed opioids for years and years and years, and I take maybe, one every couple weeks.
If that.
And then other people just want to, like, chug them like they're M&Ms. I don't get it.
Because you're not getting the same, like, high that they're
It makes
getting.
Me want to go to sleep, and then it constipates me. Why in the hell would I want to chug a shit ton of opioids? I don't get it. But, hey, who am I? All right. Well, thank you so much.
Yes, darling. Hey, I will get back to you. You sent me a fantastic idea before Christmas, and I've just been, you know, in a...
Was it about stuffing turkeys?
No, it was about
Well, Mercury turned direct today, so that's like we can start things new now tomorrow.
Whoa! Say that again. Mercury does what?
Mercury went direct today because it was retrograde, and now it's direct. So you can't start anything new during Mercury retrograde.
Oh.
And Mercury started going retrograde 3 weeks ago, which was like December 28th. So it wouldn't have been a good time to start that.
I could swear she said Mercury was erect.
I know. I knew you were going to go there.
Oh, I'm not going there. I swear to God, I heard her twice say Mercury was erect.
I haven't said anything suggestive this evening.
I know for sure
that you have Lisa's number because I've done blog talk shows before.
For
some other subject. Call her.
We do not record numbers.
Yeah, that's the thing, though. It's our policy not to.
No, and I hate recording. I would have 1,000 numbers recorded. It would be a pain in the ass. So that's why.
But
it's
love, and it's just the one time.
Hey, it ain't love. She has a love in her life. She's going down that road.
No, she has an interest.
Well,
you know what? You know what? Here's the kick with you women. You don't know one from the other, do you?
What?
And then somebody that they're interested or somebody they think it's the love of their life. And they don't
you
know.
You can show her the difference, not tell her. Show
I
her.
I get sure. Stop. All right. All right.
Good night.
Go.
Namaste.
So
bye.
Keep calling all back, right, and we don't want Mercury to be erect anymore. All right, let's keep on going.
Okay.
We're going to our next caller because we have 4 billion of them. Let me check real quick on our Facebook folks. They're here watching. We're going to, who's next? It's one of two people, because she's not the only one we know. Area code, let's see, first, 203, you are live, 203. Which of the two
hey,
people is?
Yes, I just got up.
I like how he speaks up. That's cool.
Yeah.
Our dogs would never do that.
No.
No, that's awesome.
That really is cute.
Our dogs would be like,
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah.
Well, that's just fine. He's doing good.
So, Pat, how are you doing?
Oh, you know, I'm exhausted. Absolutely exhausted. 2 days of the car and then the dentist. And, you know, I love you guys. Love you guys. Okay?
We love you, too.
Long time.
Yeah. Yesterday I just started a, I don't know, $2,400 dental treatment. And, I just, you know, I'm almost like my feet aren't attached to this world. I'm going to pray. That's all I can do. And then a woman I know who I used to walk her dog and promised her for years I would do a painting, not walk her dog. We'd walk our dogs together, and her dog passed. And I really want to do a little painting for her, her dog, but I've just never gotten to it. Anyway, we talk occasionally, and I was talking about the money a little bit just to let her know, kind of, we just kind of check in with each other just to let her know why I'm distracted. Anyway, she is having me drive her once a week to see her brother who's in rehab on dialysis. And she's paying me $60. It's like, oh, my God, oh, my God. It's nothing, but
very
it's
nice.
Something
yeah.
for me. Yeah. So
yeah, absolutely.
It's just you know, trying to look at the positive things.
Well,
and I'm
you know,
so grateful.
Dentistry is kind of a racket. Even my one doctor said, even with insurance, it's still a racket.
Yeah, even the best insurances are only so good.
Yep, they only cover so much.
You can have a cleaning, an x-ray, and this. Oh, you need all this shit done? Nope. Well, you cover 10%
or something.
crazy.
Yeah, this sucks.
All right, well, what's your question for us,
yes,
Pat?
Give us a question.
I don't know. I'm just so beat. I don't know if I should ask you about future finances. I don't know if I should ask you about, you know, this family that cut me off. I let go of that.
They vanished.
I've got no energy holding on to that family. What do I want to ask? I just, you know, my future.
General.
You know what, Deborah?
Yeah.
I'm connected to this Facebook page. I am just so taken every day with dogs that need help. This week, I want to marry a rich, rich man so I can have lots of land and just take in all these dogs and foster them.
Well, hon, all you got to do is manifest that really hard. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, I'm going to
Do you just want to do a general?
She can do that with you. Yeah. She can absolutely do it.
If you want a question, ask me.
Okay.
It's up to you. I mean, and like a lot of the new folks out there, they have been doing readings forever together. So when she says a general, it's not really general. Deborah knows the latest and greatest with her. If you're a brand new person, you call, I want a general reading. We don't know squat going on in your life. So that general reading probably suck if you're brand new. You want to give us some info.
Yeah, you guys know everything.
Yep. Well,
if only.
Yeah, if only. Hey.
Wait a minute.
Get back in your lane. Get back in your lane. I'm
sending love letters over there?
Yeah, I am. Actually, I'm sending explicit pictures. Okay. Any other questions?
No. Oh, well, I want you to know that I really think that as you feel stronger, you're going to build up quite a clientele of your own with your dog services.
Cool.
I definitely see. Yes. And you know, when you feel up to it, you could always add additional service. For instance, a lot of times people want to get their dog groomed, but they don't have the time.
You'd have to arrange a groomer and then subcontract.
No, they could arrange their groomer and Pat would drive the dog and go back and get them. There's things you could do. But your cards are showing that you're going to start feeling yourself definitely on an upswing, and it's coming for you. And the finances, yes, it's going to be kind of a sticky wicket for a while, but excuse me, just do what you can. I think from the pandemic, a lot of businesses have learned they better help people with, comfortable payment plans and et cetera.
And you got to be flexible.
Yeah.
Which is, real quick.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are you done?
Can I ask Deborah?
Yeah.
Speaking of dog stuff, a woman talked to me months ago. She moved next to where I take care of dogs, and she said they're thinking about getting a puppy. Would I, be able to sit nine days out of the month because they travel? And I said, absolutely. I gave them rates. I don't know if they thought the rates were too much. Dog soon and would hire me. That would be wonderful.
You know, I really think they would, for one thing. People that hardly, this is like with daycare also. If somebody doesn't charge very much, doesn't that make you feel a little suspect that maybe the care would be crappy too?
Good.
I mean, that's what my first thought would be. If I got a little puppy, they can only harm it once out of negligence, or another dog attacking it. I mean, I think if you have a puppy, you want to make sure it's going to be well cared for.
That's true, yeah.
So I think, yes, things are going to improve for you. And I do see a man coming into your life. And to make things feel more comfortable, maybe not try to meet them right away, but instead FaceTime with them, your phone. Yeah.
Yeah. Today I thought, my God, I've got so much going on. Just kind of drop that. Other than if someone comes in and will give me acres of land and let me take care of dogs, then I'd jump at that. But yeah, there's so much going on.
That would be so nice. Yeah, it sure would. So anyway, I feel things are looking good for you. They really are. It's just going to take a little bit of time to get from point A to point B.
Right, right.
Card. I'm just coming at you with a good card here.
Yes,
listen,
victory.
Can we talk what is it? Message me,
tomorrow?
Okay?
Tomorrow. Wait. No, listen, I have my own dental issue.
We have multiple dental appointments tomorrow.
Yes.
Yeah. Multiple.
I think I've told you about my nightmare over implants.
Yeah, multiple two dental appointments tomorrow.
Yeah.
Tomorrow is
shot.
Okay.
What about Saturday?
Saturday.
Yeah, that should be okay. No.
We have multiple this.
Let's just stay in touch.
Or Friday, you know that not going on during the day.
Are you booked up on Friday?
What's your Friday schedule?
Friday's better. Let's see, I'm doing two things up until about 1 or 2. Then it's open.
Sure. You guys can work it out because you got nothing Friday. Your Friday's open. Like I know. Anyway, victory is your angel card reading. Angel Sandalphon. Your prayers have been heard and answered. Have faith.
Yeah, see, I really think it's about that with everything that you're going through. And just remember, he's not going to come and repossess your implants, okay? So whatever money you can throw at them, they will be receptive to. You know, they know it's tough all over.
That went totally over my head, Deborah.
Oh.
Yeah. All right. Well, we got to go.
I'll send it to you in a message.
It wasn't that significant.
Okay.
It wasn't life.
I was just joking with
it wasn't life-changing or anything like that. Thank you so much, Pat.
Love you guys.
Take care. We got to rock and roll. We had an awesome humor, and hopefully he's still here.
Ooh.
Mike said he heard the conversation about the dentist. This is like a stand-up comedian. I went to the dentist today. He said, your teeth are fine. But the gums will have to come out.
There you go. He found that rim shot for you.
I've had it all along. I just never know the key. Yep. Bada bing, bada bang.
But the gums are good.
Yep. Your teeth are fine, but the gums got to come out. It's like the old school guys from the 50s and 60s, the clean humor, which was fun.
Well, like Roger.
It was fun.
Roger Dangerfield.
Rodney.
Oh, I said Roger.
Yes.
I don't think that man ever had to say a four-letter word. I can't remember it.
He might have said Damon Hill, but those didn't count back in the days.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would as far as he would have went. Don Rickles, he never said any foul words either. He got pretty, nasty, but nasty without saying the nasty words.
Yeah, he was. Oh,
he was hilarious. And he was actually, when they talked about talk shows, you wouldn't even believe the guy was actually super religious.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Yeah, he was like on Carson and Leno and all that stuff. He's a totally religious guy, but you wouldn't know that.
No, and when he appeared in tours, when he, concert,
Are you talking Don Rickles?
Don Rickles.
Yeah.
He would look down at the front row, and he would just blast these women.
Yes. You're looking at him. And you know what? He knew he was not a good-looking man, so he'd make really funny faces. He had that face. Remember, I liked the show that he had, and nobody liked it. It only lasted like 2 seasons of the CPO Sharky show.
Oh, it was good.
Yeah. It was good. But it was not, you know what, that was probably too early for him. That probably would have been good 20 years later when people really, people were still kind of weird about the military back then in their late 70s. All right. We shall move on to, where's my next caller? Oh, here we go. Ah, indeed, we're going to California. 805. I shouldn't speak because there we go. 805, California. Welcome to the show.
Hello there.
Welcome.
Hi. Who is on the line with us?
805, are you with us? They've been holding for a while, so maybe they're not. That's all right. We'll move along. We have to move along. Plenty of folks. We can go back. Let's go to the next color. It has been a while. Hit enter. Thank you. Oh, we know who that is. Let's see if she's still here. It's hard for her to hold. Nope, she couldn't hold. Oh, let's see. Let's see if we're still here. That takes us to the one I love. The one I love. We're going to the one we don't know where they're calling from. Skype. Skyper, come in.
Hello
Skyper.
There.
Hi, Alyssa. Hi, love, doctor. Well, it's been fun. It's so interesting. You see, somebody else said that y'all meant to be, all respectfully, y'all just a marvelous,
wonderful
team to, y'all show that y'all can have good friendship and humor and, you know, like, and thank you for that because people need it. Thank you.
You know,
I was just laughing, not stop.
Yeah, you really do.
You got to
laugh.
I'm going to go to the dentist tomorrow myself, and I'm going to get tortured, but I'm going to laugh. Well, they're going to make pain, and they're going to ask me stupid things like, hey, can we change the channel? It's like, you're ripping my mouth apart. Do I really care what's on TV? So I just laugh. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, Melissa, what can I do for you?
Okay, so Miss Love Doctors, Love Doctor Show, I have a question. Those doctors, please.
Yes.
Thank you, Love Doctors. So, I don't want to say any, but person here, the female. I just want to know the female. I'd like to know if he is uncovering the true reality of her, because other people have told him, and a lot of people, and recently the people where they are right now has given her some form of problem, like they say, like they don't like her very much. Which is interesting because, anything on that, it's just interesting that.
Okay.
I remember you said something to me 4 months ago, and it's coming about.
All right. About her? About the woman involved?
So something like, is she really going her, like, her separate way, like, months ago? Or, I mean... Ooh. There's something there. There's something going on. I didn't feel it before, but now I am. I'm feeling something. I know I'm right. I don't mean to show I can't say much.
We got you. But you can say more than you think because nobody knows you. You're calling in from Skype. We don't even know. You can call anywhere from
thank
the
you.
Below. We know, but nobody.
Yeah.
It's very code 111,
yeah.
You know, so that's Skype. So you. You can give a lot of info. Nobody out there is going to freak out, but it's up to you. And then what do you got, Deb? What are you doing?
Still working on it.
Not passing.
You know what? Real quickly, Mr. Limbo, Love Doctor, sir. It's just that some people, like, who's been nice to them, they're suddenly, like, being ugly
so what?
Towards her.
What?
Hello?
What?
Hello?
I'm here.
Oh, hang on. No, we had a problem here. Sorry about that. Go ahead again, Melissa.
Oh, yeah. So people that were, like, nice and all that had literally, like, coming up to him saying, we didn't want to tell you. We didn't want to hurt your feelings, but there's something off about her. That's to me, I'm like, wow, man, I don't want people doing that to me, you know, but everybody's free to speak what they want, but... So something has changed,
right.
Like you've stated.
Melissa.
Okay.
Yeah.
I really think that she is extremely sneaky, and she likes to go through his phone, you know. She likes to look at his email. And he may not be savvy enough to know to delete them. But then you have to permanently delete them, right, Jim?
There's a lot of stuff you have to do in today's electronic world. A lot of steps have to be taken.
Okay. I felt from the very beginning of this between you and him that he was still rather involved with her. But now it appears to simply be on a business level. Okay. And yeah, but she is not, she's looking for dirt. Okay, let's just bottom line this. She wants dirt. And they either have a very, very strong business partnership, or they were married and he never wanted to share that.
Some kind of, yeah, something.
Yeah, people are doing different things now where they're getting divorced and they stay living together.
And sometimes the person is not proud of their past and don't want to share that.
Right.
Not because they're being devious. It's because I really screwed up with this person and it makes me look bad and I don't want to tell you that I got this baggage.
And he always,
baggage.
Right, he always wanted to look
right.
Good in your eyes.
Yeah, I have this baggage, and if I have this baggage, you would know I'd not like me.
And she likely would have backed
off.
Or
moved on and just said, you got to move on. You have this baggage. Right.
So, Melissa, I really think you've got to just keep yourself on the down low. You know, I would hate to see him, and I don't see it in the cards yet. But I would hate to see him end your relationship because he isn't man enough to stand up to her. And I don't feel that would come unless you push it.
But eventually he has to get to that point, right?
Well, he's doing the typical male thing that often they do. And women, I think, do it too. I've just seen it more prevalent with men in cards. He's trying to drive her to be the one to leave.
I agree with that.
Okay.
Got it.
Yep. I agree with that.
I was asking you. Look at how good the lady is. Go, Deborah. Go ahead. I'll stop talking. That's what I want you to focus on.
Melissa,
you got it.
I love you. You are so amazing. I think that's what, because look, if she leaves really angry and she's furious, it isn't going to make her want to stay. She's going to want to get the hell out of there.
I dodge.
Yeah. And anger at times can be quite a meaningful propellant, let's call it.
That's the problem with anger, is it can be useful, but nobody uses it right.
No, they don't, but you got to use it right.
The positive way, which is, doesn't make sense, but there is a positive way.
Well, like for instance, let's say you're on a job and you every day you're stressed.
That's the thing, yeah.
People are abusing you with too much work and whatever, you get passed over for promotion. Let's say one day you say, I've had it.
Mm-hmm.
And you get up and you go into your supervisor and you say, I'm done. I'm out of here. Yeah, I'm done right now, this minute. And you suddenly find yourself walking on the street or going to your car and you think, what did I just do? But you know what? It was meant for you to do that.
Unless you live in an underpass, then maybe it wasn't meant for you to be homeless.
Right, but I mean in the sense of that individual was meant to move on. And with her, I feel he's pushing her to that point.
I just got
to
be a devil's advocate.
And a lot of times, oh my God, people, when they get propelled by such rage, end up in such wonderfully better positions.
When it's, and rage is a lot of energy. And if you put energy in the right direction, great things happen.
That's true.
You put it in the wrong direction, you end up in prison or something like that a lot of times, too. So
you got to know how to handle it.
And that's the trick. Yeah. That's really that's a trick. How do you handle it? Yeah. Anything else for me, Lisa?
No.
Lisa?
Real quickly. So are the people giving, like, her a problem now? The people that are over there, they know that they're having problems, but they're faking it, that they're not having problems.
They're very
going
well
on.
Aware. Yeah, they are aware. And so he is being, I don't know, I'm losing my words. He's being belligerent.
To who?
And to her, to me,
her,
being
her.
Mean
who's
to her.
Her.
The woman that won't split up
I got
the business.
It's the thing.
It's basically like if he said, he might say, you want me here then? You want me in this prison with you? Oh, I'm going to make your life a living hell. Yeah.
And, you know, that's a whole different show topic, too, on how people split. There's so many different reasons, so many different philosophies. It depends on the person. It depends on the situation. Sometimes it's the other person's. It literally is the other person's fault sometimes. They talk to them. They be reasonable. They're nice. And they have to get nasty at a certain point sometimes.
All right. Well, Melissa, here we got a card.
We got to go. We must move on, my dear. Your subject is clairvoyance. Archangel Raziel, I am helping your spiritual sight to awaken fully so you can clearly see heavenly love.
You know what? I think that's true of you, Melissa.
I think
you're very clairvoyant.
She is, but and they're trying to help her
mm-hmm.
see more clear because of all this chaos going on.
Yeah, and
a lot of chaos for her.
Oh, totally. But I'll tell you one thing down here under Sure to Come True before we say goodbye. I see that he fears you getting angry because he truly is committed to you. Okay? So how you can do is...
She's caught in a rock and a hard place.
You are.
You really are, Melissa. Yeah. Just, I think all she can do is just keep on just going this path. Don't commit one way or the other, right?
And if you get to a point where you can't do it anymore, just start dating somebody.
You have to look out for yourself first.
Yeah.
You have to. And sometimes we all forget that.
Yeah.
We get wrapped up into somebody else or some project or something else, and we forget about ourselves and our own personal, emotional, psychological, physical health. All
Absolutely.
Three of those things are very important.
All right. Well, Melissa, take care. We love
you. And thank you for holding so patiently for eternity.
Thank you. Interesting.
You're welcome,
I love
Dan.
Doctors.
All right,
yep, you know where to find us, my dear.
I love the way she says that.
Absolutely.
Isn't that cute?
It's awesome as hell. Thank you, baby doll. We got to rock and roll. We got to go back to this.
She came on.
Blog Talk is really weird tonight. When you click these different mutes and unmutes, you better watch and see. Because it looks like 805 was on there for a long time. So we're going back to 805. 805 is
Hello.
In California.
Hi.
Welcome.
Hi, who
Donna,
are we
talking?
Who is this?
Donna
it's
in California. How are you?
Donna?
Donna.
You're very
Hi.
Choppy. Are you not on speakerphone or Bluetooth, are you?
Let me just try to get off the... I'm afraid if I push the button that it'll... disconnect the call, but then I could call back.
If you disconnect the call, I will reconnect you. But yeah.
Okay, I'm off speaker. Is that better?
Better.
Awesomeness.
Oh,
yes.
Good. Well, I was going to go to Hawaii, and that's on cancel because too much work is being done at the condo. You know, with painting a new floor, and they're doing the patio and painting the building, and there's a lot of noise in Waikiki with the building, so I decided not to go. But I wanted to know what you're picking up about finances because it's pretty bad right now, and I'm hoping it'll get better and maybe a windfall or something, a job. I don't know.
You're in a big boat with a lot of people right now financially.
Well, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And everybody wants to point fingers and blame Biden or that one, this one, the other one.
And everybody has different levels of desperation.
You're right.
Some people are pissing off, there's gas and eggs, and they're loaded with money. They're just bitching. And some people are really...
some are really...
Some people are really being affected. Others are like, it's crap, this 280. I'll take care of that right now.
All right, I'm laying down your cards right now, Donna.
You nailed it. It's good.
Thank you, Deborah.
Yes, I'm sorry about your trip, but you know... Often that turns out to be a blessing in disguise.
Yeah, and there's plenty
right?
of trips to be had.
Yes.
Plenty
well,
of
right.
trips to be had out there.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep, and
Has your weather... It's Jim.
I just shut that crap down.
Has your weather calmed down out there in California?
Oh, yeah, no rain. The rain's going to come again Saturday and Sunday, but... Yeah, a lot of flooding and a lot of people had to evacuate. It was fine where I live, but yeah, it was pretty bad. Oh, yeah, not good.
Yeah, whereabouts are you? You're like on the...
Santa Barbara. Santa Barbara got hit heavy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and so many people were
So
killed.
She's like in the north part of California, north part of the southern middle of California, I want to say it.
Okay.
She's like,
it's kind of
here.
The central coast. We're about two
yep.
hours from L.A., 2 hours
yep,
north.
Yep, there you go, yeah. Yep.
Donna, are you working or looking
no.
to work? Not at all.
No.
Because you have a female friend.
I'm on a fixed.
Okay.
Huh?
Well, you have a female friend here who I feel is going to approach you, but it looks like it's a effort of love. So that could be like helping out with maybe as a volunteer or something.
Oh.
But it looks like it would be very, very good for you. And financially, I don't know if you can reap any kind of, you know, profit off of something like that. But it looks like it could really kind of put you in the mainstream and see lots of men around it. And they seem like nice men.
Oh, that'd be good.
Yeah.
Imagine that being okay.
The first thing that struck me was maybe something pertaining to like animal rescue or people not going out to rescue them, but caring for them. In
negative, Ghost Rider.
Yeah.
You want to try it?
No.
Next?
No, I don't think we can tonight.
Roger that.
But it's going to be something that is really a labor of love. And I feel it really lift you up. It's here. I also feel that there's a new man coming in your life.
Good.
And he looks pretty awesome. He hasn't moved there yet, but he's going to.
He's
a professional.
He's a professional.
He is. And I think that the two of you could really click. It's under what you don't expect. So this is one of those serendipity types of meetings. And I
maybe
have
I should join the newcomers club. I could join the newcomers club. And then if he's just coming to town, maybe that's how I meet him.
That club.
We don't have a newcomers club. What is that like?
What is that?
Well, they have all different activities. You know, people that just move here, you pay like $100 a year, and you know they have walking, and they go to people's homes for cocktails, and just kind of like meet up, and it's everybody's new.
So much fun! Yes, I really that rang a bell for me. I think you should. You will meet a lot of really nice people, and maybe this group will do some kind of fundraiser or do something that would be following in the lines of that labor of love. But looks very good. Yeah. Oh, I'm excited for you because your cards, you have a resiliency about you.
I do.
You really do. You're very strong and flexible.
Yeah.
You're like a willow tree, you know, bend way over, but they're still very strong.
Yeah.
So, I hope this helps, but I think that you just struck on a great idea. And yes, he's coming to town, and he might like to join that. And
that's what I'm thinking.
I'm going to tell you, you're going to know he's the one that I spoke of when you cross paths with him.
Oh, good.
I like
that.
He's professional. You're concerned about financial. Well, gee, wouldn't it be nice? Like I always say, it's just as easy to love a rich man as it is a poor one.
Yeah.
But he has he's got a solid career. Looks like he's in finance. How about that?
Could be stock
brokerage, could be real estate.
He's not into money laundering or anything like that.
No,
right?
This is real.
He's not like a main man in the drug cartel, right?
No, this is on the up and up.
I just want to clarify and rectify.
And I think he looks awesome in a suit. I just got this picture of him in my mind. Very nice looking man.
Okay.
Nice blue eyes. Yeah. All right. Well, I hope that.
How excited. Thank you, Deborah. Thank you, Jim. You guys have a nice evening now. Thank you very much.
Stand by for your angel card reading. Something is life with
you. Definitely.
Archangel Jeremiah, take inventory of your life and resolve to change or heal anything that is unbalanced.
And it's an expectation.
Well, and that's
things
that are current or past.
Like
no, but I've actually I typed it in the room.
For me, it has been decluttering my home. Something that's can be painful, too, because there's a lot of my husband's things left behind. But it's a gotta do. It's going on 5 years now. So, but you know, when you get your home in shape, then you want to start getting everything else about yourself in shape. I think it's great. So I think that what Jimbo Redfield is definitely about being getting in preparation, acting as.
Okay.
Yeah. So take care. We love hearing from you.
Yeah, I love you guys. Enjoyed so much talking to you, and thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Thank you so much.
Yes, I think it's time.
It is. We have to apologize to our folks that have been holding till the end of time, and I have to watch. Blog Talk is having issues. See, it's not muted yet. You can still hear her. Blog Talk is...
acting up.
Yeah. Well, it has been the whole night. I guess they fixed something, but... sometimes it might be a partial fix. Look at that. She's not muted yet. Remember?
Yeah.
Still not. One, two, buckle your shoes. But I bet it's going to be the third time. They have issues. They have issues.
Why don't you just click it off?
I don't want to hang. Well, I guess I have to
hang
up.
Yeah, it's the end of the show.
I got to hang up on her. Look at that. Even that. Look at that. Spin, 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 spin.
I wonder if Madonna will sing for us.
I'm not going to do that until I... there we go. Now I shall do so. That's spinning. That's what Blog Talk does. It just spins tonight. It spins and spins and spins. The last 48 hours of Blog Talk has been an adventure.
We're going to have to leave you now, Blog Talk.
It has indeed.
Yes. We may be here tomorrow evening, but Friday for sure. 7 p.m. Eastern and 4 p.m. Pacific.
Oh. Real quick, this is important, and we'll address it tomorrow. Mike, who's in the medical field, said, massive problem. Second day of the nurses' strike.
I know. I was reading about that.
I didn't know that actually happened, but you've been reading on it. And he says he won't do it, Jim. Never had so many issues with colleagues.
With what?
He won't do it.
Won't do what? Strike?
It is, you know, I hate those things because you see both sides of the coin.
You do, but if you...
I understand that, you know, they're working their asses off, not getting enough money. But then you're like, it's like you're striking, and the whole reason you got into the field, now you're saying, I don't care for money. That's what he's saying. I hear you, buddy.
Well, I hope they get what they are.
I agree with what you're saying. I think you should be able to not have to do that to get your money. But we live in a shitty world.
Well, don't they leave behind like a we'll call it a skeleton crew that's still...
This is the UK. We know nothing.
Yeah, see here.
We know nothing. We know nothing about the UK.
Nothing. But I read what you had posted, and my heart really went out to those folks. It's so easy to live and die.
That's the problem, Jim.
Everybody, take care. Love you all.